Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting third. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Weaver. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Monty Weaver. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch, who is chasing the ball. Seeds reaches third base with a triple. Rothrock goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seeds scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball four. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kress moves to second. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock, who is chasing the ball. Meyer reaches third base with a triple. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Meyer scores. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway strikes out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Self hits a pop-up towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kress bunts towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Caraway covering, for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 0 for 1 in the game. Caraway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 1 in the game. Judge hits a line drive beyond second. Appling can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Judge moves to second. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bludge hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds scores. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judge scores. It's White Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. West hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Red Faber now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber bunts in front of the plate. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bludge bunts towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Judge moves to second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0 for 2 in the game. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to second for the out. Judge moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Cronin. Seeds moves to second. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Self hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seeds scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. the Senators will come to bat. Hiney Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. West bunts towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Mainisch moves to second. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Appling catches it and throws to second with Kress covering, to double up Mainisch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Liz Funk pinch runs for Bob Fothergill. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Funk moves to third. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry is walked intentionally. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 0 in the game. Faber hits a pop-up towards the mound. Weaver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Liz Funk now playing center field. Bob Seeds now playing right field. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Judge hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice pinch hits for Aussie Bluge. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris pinch hits for Roy Spencer. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Joe Quel pinch hits for Monty Weaver. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.